Tropical Storm Debby is dumping historic amounts of rain as it stalls over South Carolina. That's one day after it lashed Florida with hurricane strength. At least five deaths have been reported so far. Communities are now submerged across several states, while some of the largest impacts are on travel. Stephanie Tsai has our report.
Today, flash flooding in South Carolina as Debby deluges the state.
That is completely underwater.
The slow-moving storm is unleashing downpours on cities like Charleston, where the mayor has ordered pumps be brought in to remove excess water. South Carolina's governor said heavy precipitation is expected to last until Thursday.
We will see a lot of rain, not that much wind, but a lot of rain, and this storm is creeping across our state, creeping across.
Similar scenes are playing out in southern Georgia. Authorities say Savannah's airport got a month's worth of rain in just one day. Debby caused at least one death in the state when a tree fell on a house, killing the 19-year-old man inside. Debby blasted ashore in Florida's Big Bend yesterday as a Category 1 hurricane. Rain-soaked soil and hurricane-force winds combined to topple trees, including on Bill Franco's house in Jacksonville.
Yeah, we've been lucky. We've had some bad storms and just a couple branches on the ground. Maybe that was it till now.
Some of the most intense rainfall hit southwestern Florida, where one resident found a catfish swimming in his driveway.
Behind me it's flooded, in front of me it's flooded.
As Debby passed Florida, it left some neighborhoods completely inundated. First responders in Sarasota patrolled low-lying areas by boat on roads that had become rivers.
We are going to see more flooding in northern Florida.
Today, Governor Ron DeSantis warned that the waters will continue to rise.
When it dumps in southern Georgia, it makes its way down to us.
The storm has also stifled air travel, causing thousands of flight cancellations and delays nationwide.
No answers, you know, and sitting around waiting.
Al Gremmel says he's been trying to travel south for days.
So it's just frustrating, all in general. I get the weather is the cause, but hey, give me some better information so I can plan.
Among the most affected is American Airlines, with hubs in Miami and Charlotte. New forecasts say the storm could hover over the Atlantic Ocean for a few days, then return inland with even more moisture. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Stephanie Tsai.